The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Hello, welcome to the 8th in this series of 12 podcasts, The Ricky Gervais Show with The Guardian. I'm Ricky Gervais, hello. With me, Stephen Merchant.
Hello.
And Carl Pilkington.
All right.
So, thank you again for all your emails. We're getting thousands. We're up to about 250,000 hits a week now, people listening to this show.
Blimey.
250,000 people bothering to go in and listen to this show.
Nothing else in their lives. Nothing
all around the world. It's unbelievable, though. North America, Asia, South America, all over Europe, and thanks to everyone in England as well, where we do it from in a little room in London. Keep going to RickyGervais.com and registering, because so when we finish these 12, we can email you when we come back and start again. We're going to need a little bit of time off to record the second series of extras.
Well, I'll tell you more than that, Rick. You're going to need some time off just to have a little breather, because I know how hard you work.
And you, mate.
Well, thanks, mate. But, I mean, you blinking work hard.
But Carl's been on holiday again, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because, Carl, you don't do anything.
And you have weekends off. You take at least 5 or 6 weeks holiday a year, even though you haven't got a job now. You're meant to be doing this. And yet you still
so
go
on your whole life's a holiday, basically.
Yeah, why do you need a holiday? You potter around. Your big day last week was going to the cobblers. So why did you need a break so much this week?
It's just that, you know, it's good for your brain and that, isn't it? It opens it up a bit.
You are not evidence for that.
Where did you go?
Gran Canaria.
For a week?
Yeah.
Just sitting around?
Well, there isn't much else to do at Gran Canaria. I mean, I don't want to go slagging a place off, because every time I seem to talk about somewhere, I get into trouble for it. Right. But it's just like a big rock. It's brilliant. Just volcanic, isn't it? It's
and you must have looked like a little barnacle on that.
Have you been there before?
Been near it before to another rock, which was just.
But what, you had your fingers burned, why did you go back?
Because you think, well, they can't have loads of these islands that are the same, like just a big rock with hotels on. They can't get away with it.
So you think, well, the next one. They obviously are getting away with it. But why do you keep going to these places that are rocks? Why don't you investigate first? Ask your travel agent, is this a giant rock?
Because that's what you do, isn't it? You go and find out yourself. I mean, when Armstrong went to the moon, what was he expecting up there? That's a fact that it's a big rock. And he still went all that way.
I don't know what that point was.
So what I'm saying is, though, sometimes...
Tell us about the moon. Landing. Well, as you started it, what do you know about that? You know, because I mean, so far you've given us a lot of insight into the moon landing. So there was Armstrong.
There was Armstrong and that.
Yeah.
There was fella called Buzz.
Yeah.
And another bloke.
Yeah. Poor bastard.
Yeah. Never remembered.
Yeah. Go on.
And they went up there, got out. Two of them did. One of them didn't bother. The one whose name, don't know who he was. Didn't even get out, stretch his legs, right? Went all that way. They had a potter about, had a wander. Came back again.
Yeah.
So, that's all you need to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in your opinion, pointless?
To me, yeah. But to them, I'm sure they had a good time, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just take the risk, don't you? Go and visit a place. Make up your own mind.
And so, what do you make of this place? You enjoy it, Gran Canaria? It was just a big rock, but I bet
the moon was better.
Really?
What did you do?
It was just, you know, it's one of them, it's big hotel, which is, that's where I made a mistake. It was one of those, like, big, massive places where there's loads of people, and, you know, you go for your dinner.
That describes a hotel.
Yeah.
No,
you've nailed that.
But I've been to a few, that sounds like it.
No, but, do you know what I mean, though? There's the nice small ones where it's just enough people, but this is, like, mental. And it was all, it was full of old people, really. Ugh. I mean, that's probably why it's called Gran Canaria, right? Because it's just
Gran old people. Everywhere.
Yeah, right. But what I thought I'd start doing is start a diary.
Okay, why?
Just because I sort of had a bit of time on my hands and that. Just thought, write it down, write stuff down.
And do you hope that this one day will become one of the great literary documents like Samuel Pepys' diary?
I haven't heard of that. Is it any good?
You've never heard of Samuel Pepys' diary?
No,
the most famous diary other than probably Anne Frank's.
I've heard of Anne Frank's and that, and I thought if she's sat in a, you know, a loft, knocking stuff up, not much going on in her life at that point, yet she was still writing it down.
Yeah, whereas you've been to Gran Canaria, yeah.
I thought, so there is stuff going on that I can chat about. Start a diary.
Sure.
You started a diary?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Did you keep it up every day?
Yeah, just...
Oh, can I read it, please?
Well, a diary is meant to be sort of...
Please, can I read some out on this podcast? Carl.
Some of it, though, is only relevant to me. It's sort of
Please, give me it. Oh, my God.
I mean, this isn't... I haven't just...
Look how big it is!
It's one of those desk diaries.
It's huge. It's about a foot long. And it's... Oh, that is amazing. Imagine if Anne Frank's had been like that. As she got out... Right. Everyone would have heard it clank down on the desk.
Yeah, but my writing's quite big, isn't it?
Oh, look. Give us that.
Do you know about joined up writing? Have you heard about that?
There's no point. Amazing. Sometimes you can't read it, can you? So it's best
to... Okay.
Look at Asian time.
Oh, my God. It starts on the first day. This is wonderful. Going on holiday to Gran Canaria today. Woke up to the news that Tony Banks had died. There was a piece on the news about how everyone was shocked. Got me thinking about an invention. That would be good. Right. A watch that counted down your life. If it says you've got 3 days left, go to the doctors. Told Suzanne about invention. She said she wouldn't buy one. But she said that about the iPod.
How would this device work, this watch? I mean, how would you know when you were about to die? Is that a concern? Again, not for you to worry about, presumably the boffins and stuff.
No, all I was thinking is that Tony Banks fella, you know, he died and everyone was shocked about it. But if you had, like, a little watch on...
But you can't just say, wouldn't it be good? How would this work? Yeah, I imagine you in the patent office going, got an idea. They go, oh, certainly, Mr. Bogdan, what's your idea? Watch that counting down your life. Oh, how does that work?
Just pop it on your wrist.
No, what do you mean, just pop it on your wrist? How does it work, just pop it on your wrist? Brilliant. You're an idiot.
Well, it's interesting that he goes on. The flight to Gran Canaria was a bit bumpy. I thought about the clock that counts down your life again, and I wondered if it would know if you were going to die in a disaster. Now, he's querying his own life.
He's wondering if he would know. He's invented this.
Now he's not even sure. A fella on the plane was reading Koi Mag. It was a fishing magazine. I glanced over and noticed he was reading the Pond of the Month article. Don't think they could make it into a weekly magazine. Well, to be fair to you, because I remember seeing a guy on the train once reading Carp Monthly, yeah. A magazine dedicated entirely to carp, and it had Carp of the Month. And I just thought, you know, once you're like 3 months in, the editor must be stressing, have we got any more carp? Have we got a carp that's actually done anything?
I reckon if they used the same one twice, there wouldn't be many complaints.
No one would be noticing.
No, that's the carp they used 2 years ago.
There was a really fat bloke on the plane. He was playing on his PSP. While I waited to go to the toilet, I looked at what game he was playing. It was darts. He's that fat and lazy, he can't even face playing a more active game on a games console. Me and Suzanne got off the coach along with a couple of old people. One of them was in a wheelchair. I don't think it was wise of them to come to a volcanic island with a wheelchair. Everywhere's pretty rough, paving and slopey. Guess I'll keep an eye on it as the weeks go on. Day 2 in Gran Canaria.
Brilliant, we're only at day 2.
The hotel's a bit odd. I've never seen as many cross-eyed people in one location.
That's amazing!
Well, you may as well let me read on a bit more.
No, this is amazing.
Well, come back to
this is a brilliant diary. This might be the best diary ever written. Oh.
While sat listening to The Kinks on my iPod, I wondered if everybody thinks in their accent. I know I do. What's this? What are you talking about?
Just that... You know, when I've been sat there lying on the lounger, right, and I was thinking about stuff.
How do you know you think in your accent? Tell me a typical thought.
Because what I mean is, say if I was like, if I saw something, right? Do you know how I say like, oh, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
I don't think the sentence is like I'm saying it. It's just a thought. The thought appears. It's conceptual and it's already there. It's not like I go, Rick, what? Just, looking at a fellow over there, were you? Yeah, I was, yeah. I was thinking it looks a bit weird. Oh, so was I. I don't think out whole sentences.
Whereas you have, Carl, stop listening to The Kinks for a minute. Look over there. More cross-eyed people.
No, well, that's
is that how your mind works?
In a way, yeah. And brilliant. That's when, because
that
I thought...
That explains a lot. It's great that he has to think about whole sentences.
Because I thought, that's weird, isn't it? Like, I didn't think, that's weird, isn't it? And I thought, I actually think in my accent. And then I thought, does Stephen Hawking, does he, when he's doing his maths and that, is he, I don't know where he's from, so I don't know what his accent would be like.
I think he's from Kent or Cambridge or Oxford
right.
or something.
Right, so...
So you think he might think in his...
In his voice, in that, yeah, in that voice.
In his computerised voice.
Just wondered.
Had lunch inside today due to shite weather. sat next to an old fella. Old men's ears and noses carry on growing as they get older. Suzanne noticed his fingers were fat too. Maybe they continue to grow. Suzanne didn't laugh when I said her arse had the same problem. Day 3, cloudy start to the day. Had pie and chips in a cafe. Had a bit of an argument with Suzanne because I thought it was daft that we were paying for food when we were on an all-inclusive holiday. Changed my mind when I saw they sold pie, though. The cafe was called Tattoos. The fellow who owned it didn't have any tattoos. But we never saw his wife.
Oh, brilliant.
Had a drink in a bar. Everyone sat and watched one of the local cats lick its bollocks.
It's the greatest holiday in the world! I'd be entertainment in that town.
Went back to the hotel and had a sleep before tea. I love the fact you're moaning about old people, but you're just as bad.
You've done nothing so far.
He said nothing, he's got a hip.
Oh, God.
Woke up to news about ducks being badly treated. There was a really ugly one with bent legs.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Why does he write this down? Oh, God. Oh.
There is a fat bloke from Bolton who is in the pool as I write this. He's got a big tattoo on his back, but I can't work out what it is. Dot, dot, dot. He just got out of the pool and burped. You just felt like you had to keep us abreast of that.
Everything's in the diary. I've just seen it get to the point where you're going, breathed in.
Yeah.
Breathed out again.
There was a big fat fella in the sea who kept his t-shirt on. If you're big and fat, is there more chance of you getting burnt because there's more of you on show? I asked Suzanne and she said she didn't know in that sort of not listening kind of way. I wanted to hang about to see if the fat bloke was going to get in the kayak. But Suzanne said we had to head back. Just let him wait in to see if he's going to capsize. We go home today, so we got up early to get the last bit of cloud.
No, it's just that it wasn't. It's not that sunny all the time. I mean, I was sat in weather that if it was like that here, there's no way I'd be sat in the garden. Yeah. But because you're on holiday, it's like, well, we got to sit in it. Put your coat on.
So, are you going to continue to write this diary every single day?
It's amazing. Keep this diary up. It's amazing.
I will. I will keep it up because what I find as well is, I think earlier on before I went away, I think I did learn something. And because I wrote it down, I remembered it a bit better. So
what was that?
I just was thinking then, I've forgot it now. But but I remembered looking back at it and not having to read it all because I remembered the end of it before I read it, if you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, if you've enjoyed The Diary of Carl Pilkington, more next week, I hope. Another week's worth. That's amazing. I'm going to try and get that published. We've put the odd page up on the web. Go to rickygervais.com. Don't forget to register there as well so we can email you and let you know what's happening. Brilliant.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Rick, who hosts this podcast?
The guys at Positive Internet. Why?
No, I know you're a big fan of those guys.
Yeah, because they're brilliant.
Well, they are, and they'll tell you they're working overtime. Because we've had an email from Jake, who's the director at Positive Internet, and apparently he's been in touch with the editor of the Guinness World Records book.
All right.
And he's hoping to see if we can get this podcast in the Guinness World Record breaking section, or the podcast World Record breaking section, or whatever they call it. I don't know exactly what record we'd have broken. I assume it's just sheer number of listeners, is it? Or
yeah,
being the number one?
Yeah, it's the number one podcast, and it's the biggest downloaded show ever at the moment.
Right.
I think that's because people have only had podcasts for a couple of years.
Yes, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know when the next issue comes out. I guess it's sort of December time.
I used to get the Guinness Book of Records every year. I love it.
I've never understood why it was such a big seller. I mean, presumably, who's excited to find out whether, you know, I don't know, a man that can balance 3 egg cups on his head has beaten the record?
Well,
the
they're real
year.
Records as well, obviously. I used to go straight for that. I really loved the sort of animals fastest, strongest, all that sort of thing, biggest.
But aren't they the same every year?
Well, no, they do change. And obviously, there's new entries to keep it exciting. But what annoys me is that it looks like anyone can get in if you're willing to do something that no one else will bother with.
Yeah.
They did one on Big Brother where it was the stacking sugar cubes. And I was thinking, well, no one's going to bother beating that.
No.
There's people that walk along with a milk bottle on their head. And no one's going, oh, I'm a bit jealous of Bill. Why? He's broken the record. What, for walking along with a milk bottle on his head? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go into training tomorrow. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I do like the, you know, the real ones. There was one in there I got on a couple of years ago, and it was about disasters. And there was one where there was some big ornamental incense burners at this thing in, I think, Thailand or Korea or somewhere. And they fell over and they killed 7 of the congregation. And the headline was Biggest Joss Stick Disaster. Now, again, there's no one trying to beat that. There's no one going, we need 8.
Yeah.
We need 8 people. We're going for it tonight. What do I have to do? You have to stand quite near those big joss sticks. Okay.
And what record am I breaking again?
We'll tell you after. Also, I think a lot of people waste their energy on this because there's one guy in there that can do the 100 metres in 11 seconds running backwards. And I want to say to him, turn round. Because I think you'd be fast forwards, you know.
Yeah,
if you'd have only,
yeah,
from the age of 10, sort of, you might be, you know, one of the fastest runners in the world.
Because you're never going to be considered one of the great athletes for doing
then
it
no
backwards.
One knows about him. That's not going to ever be an Olympic sport,
no,
running backwards.
No.
Or, another 100 metres. Oh, one of them's putting a milk bottle on his head.
Yeah, yeah. This is one to watch. There was a guy in there, I've always been fascinated by the guy. He had, the world's longest fingernails. And they were truly extraordinary. And they went out and they started to curl round, obviously. And in the end, he almost looked like sort of a, you know, there was a big spiral of,
right,
gnarled old fingernail. But I just thought, it just seemed like such a terrible affliction, really, to be walking around, you know, with these giant fingernails. So much you can't do. Just missing out on, you know, Jeff, you coming bowling? I can't. You
yeah.
know, just so many different things that you miss out.
Yeah.
I've never quite understood who's willing to have this eat into their life. You know, it's going to take over their whole life just so they can have their photo in this book. It seems a very bizarre impulse. Carl, have you ever been tempted by any world-breaking attempts? Do you find them fascinating or futile?
I mean, you don't get paid or anything, do you?
No. They do it for the pride.
Well, say, like, the fella who can run with a milk bottle, could he get a milk round? Do you know what I mean? I can understand that if you can use the skill,
yeah,
but like you say, if it's getting in the way of your life and that, then what's the point?
There was a kid at school who said, I'm in the Guinness Book of Records. I went, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, no, I am. And he brought it in. And it, now, I don't know if this is a valid claim. He claimed to have been in the audience for what, in this particular edition, was labelled, you know, the largest audience ever for a sporting event, some giant Super Bowl game in America.
All
and
right.
He claimed to have been in the audience. Now, do you think he deserves to say he's in the Guinness Book of Records?
Just well, sort of. I think that's a lot. As it was the largest audience ever, I think a lot of people can claim
yeah.
that one. I mean,
if he wanted to get a name check on doing that, he would have been best saying, I was sat in the audience in a bath of beans. Because
yeah.
then that would
yeah.
add to
yeah.
to it, and
yeah.
you get a little, you know, they'd have you in the picture, wouldn't they? So,
he's Mr. Trick
that way. Yeah.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Harry from Canterbury wants to know whether any of us have ever had any cruel nicknames. He claims that he's quite tall and rather hirsute, and he says he's often called Lurch or Wolfie. He's always thought that Carl looks a bit like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no potato that round. But I suppose you could fashion a potato to be that round.
Yeah.
Maybe we could, if anyone can carve a potato into the roundest head ever,
yeah.
pop a couple of eyes on it.
Make it look as much like Carl as possible.
Exactly.
But yeah, any nicknames? Did you ever have a nickname, Rick?
No, mine was boring. I didn't have any. It was just around the name, like Jerv or something like that. No, I didn't have nicknames.
I always wanted a nickname. I just thought it was quite cool for some reason, particularly because gangsters always seem to have nicknames.
Lefty.
You know, Fingers.
Yeah.
Lefty, yeah. Scarface.
Yeah.
And so I decided that I thought, because no one was giving me a nickname at school, it was kind of annoying, or certainly not to my face,
yeah.
that I decided to just come up with one.
Yeah.
And so I remember I was at lunch once, and I just said to my mate Phil.
How old were you?
12, 13.
Brilliant.
I just said to him, Phil, don't know if you know, mate, but, people aren't calling me Steve anymore. Everyone's calling me Spud now. Now, I don't know why I thought Spud. It's weird we should talk about Mr. Potato Head. I don't know why I thought Spud was a cool nickname. I think it's
a grown-up name, though, isn't it?
And it's also because I think it sounded like it was probably either something that you'd find in one of those kids' books, like the Famous Five or like the Bash Street Kids. There'd be Spud, and I always imagine with Spud, he's not the leader of the gang, but he's a reliable member.
I think,
you know,
Spud,
I mean?
Is the biggest lorry driver in one
yeah.
particular sort of car park.
Yeah,
here comes Spud.
Yeah.
And he gets out, all right, boys. And he's big and massive. And Spud can eat two breakfasts.
Exactly, yeah. But I just, in my mind, it was, yeah, that I would be one day part of a gang. And it's, I'm Pinky, this is Jojo, and the tall guy's Spud.
And you didn't catch on, did it?
Really caught. And he just went, oh, yeah, right. And no one started. And I was hoping he'd go, you know, everyone's calling Steve Spud.
Yeah.
But of course.
Hey, Spud. The first time I said Spud, you go, what?
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be really proud, wouldn't you?
But I think that it kind of, actually, in a way, it probably revealed that I just was probably not in people's thoughts enough to get for the nickname to catch on, you know, because you sort of need to be a real player in the school.
I think you should have gone somewhat more memorable. I mean, I'm not saying you got like freak or anything.
What?
No, just.
It's good advice, Fatty. Fatty pot
That's
belly.
The problem. I wasn't fat at school, and I suppose Carl didn't have a round bald head at school, did you?
No.
Did you have a nickname?
Not really. I mean, there was a lot of people on the estate that I grew up on. You know, nicknames are big things on estates and that.
Yeah.
A lot of my dad's mates, right? What their nicknames did was tell you about them. Do you know how I said about the Elephant Man's a good name?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know what you're going to get. If someone said, Elephant Man's popping around in a bit, it wouldn't be a shock when he walked in.
Yeah.
Right? So it worked in that sort of thing, you know. So there was John the Screw, right?
John the Screw?
Yeah.
Well, he had sex a lot, or he worked in a prison?
No, he had a DIY shop. So you had him, right? There was Fred the Veg.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. I assume it's because he was at the same IQ as you.
Yeah. Or he was in a coma.
Yeah.
Right.
There was my uncle, Tattoo Stan.
All right.
Yeah. He had like loads of tattoos that he'd just done himself.
Oh, right. My God.
The problem was, because he did his tattoos himself, the ones on his left arm were really good. Because he was right-handed. On his right arm, rubbish. Right? So there was him.
Ah, great.
And there was Jimmy the Hat.
Jimmy the Hat?
Yeah.
Did he always wear a hat?
No, he didn't. That was the point there. That he never wore a hat.
That's amazing.
Brilliant.
How can you pick up on someone never wearing a hat? How would you ever notice? I'll tell you what, I've noticed something about Jimmy. What?
Go on.
He doesn't wear a hat. Why was he not called Jimmy the Parrot? Because he never carries a parrot.
No, that's just the way, I mean, that's how they work, isn't it?
Here comes Jimmy Three Legs. Why'd you call him that? He hasn't got three legs.
I didn't really have one apart from, like, I had a CB. You know, like when you'd go on a CB radio and have a chat to people.
Oh, this was a craze in the, was it late 70s, early 80s?
Sort of early 80s.
And, it was just short band radio, wasn't it? Everyone had these little handsets and they'd speak to each other in the sort of local area.
Yeah, it was mainly, I think it started off with like
lorry drivers, isn't it? Yeah, truckers, yeah, because there was that thing from like about 1977, whatever it was, Convoy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I had one of them and my handle, I had two different names.
Handle means your nickname, your
name? Yeah, there's loads of code stuff.
Yeah.
I had a couple. I had, there was Pilkio one, because like I said, there's a lot of Pilkingtons and that. In Manchester, so I just thought, give it a number. If someone wants Pilkio 2, it's open. Do you know what I mean? They can have it. And then,
like it's people scrabbling. I want a Pilkio 1.
And then, because I did boxing and that.
Well, you did it once.
Yeah.
Well, I'd Boxer Boy. Because I thought that's quite a good image as well. That's kind of like people going, oh, don't mess with him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If he asks what your handle is, tell him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He's Boxer Boy and that. Yeah. So, just had them two, and I used to just go on there and...
Pointless. What is the point of this?
Well, you just meet people, don't you?
And you don't meet people. You say, what's your handle? You're a box boy. What's yours? Rubber duck. All right, cheers.
No, but then you'll say, like, then you go, what's your 20?
What's that mean?
That's, where are you?
Well, why don't you say, where are you?
Because just in case there's someone who's listening in who you know, you hear about this all the time, don't you? People listening, jotting stuff down.
Oh, right. So, just in case someone in the world doesn't know what handle means, that they're out of the loop. They're out of the loop.
It's not a difficult code to crack, is it?
Yeah.
If you're trying to track someone.
It's hardly the head of the mafia talking to each other because the FBI are on the wire. It's ridiculous. Like, I go, oh, he keeps saying that, what's your handle? And they come back with something else. I can't work out what's going on.
No, it's like anything, isn't it? That's what codes are all about, isn't it? Set them up and that.
Go on and tell me the code then.
Reveal it long last to the world what these codes are.
Right, so what's your 20? Where are you?
This is better than the Enigma.
Yeah.
Right, now here we go.
Right.
How many candles are you burning?
Does that mean how big's your car or something like that? Horsepower or something?
See? No, that's
oh, how what time is it?
No, how old are you?
What, how old are you? Okay.
Right.
How many candles are you burning, of course?
Yeah.
So what's the answer come back?
You go,
I'm 15.
14.
Brilliant. That code, there's no one gonna work that out. There is no one gonna work that one out.
So let's just play through this conversation. Is it, give us an example of how it worked.
Right, so, you turn it on and that, and you start off, and, there was something that you said at the start, like,
hello!
Just, you breaker, got, breaker.
Yeah, breaker, breaker, do you copy, or whatever. Yeah. Then someone will go,
what does Walter Copy mean? No, what his name
was. I want to hear how it's, because I want to hear the fascinating conversations that Carl must have had.
Yeah.
And you go, alright, it's Boxer Boy, yeah?
What's your 20?
What's your 20? And you go, well, just, I'm in Manchester.
In the flat.
Oh, and right. And you go, alright, yeah. How many candles are you burning?
Mm.
You go, oh, I'm 13.
Oh.
So,
and that's the end, is it?
Then you might say, what was it? Something like, what am I burning? Right.
Using burning again.
Confusing, but go on, yeah. What am I burning? The bacon, because I'm busy talking to you, you twat.
That's like, what's my power? What strength am I coming in at?
Oh, yeah.
Because then you can tell if they're quite close to you. So if you're getting someone burning a one.
Well, you've told them. You said, wait, what's your 20? You go, I'm in Macclesfield Street.
Yeah,
oh,
then,
right.
But then
wonder
you go,
where they are. We've just told you. Yeah, wonder how far away they are.
But then you go, oh, that's interesting, because you're burning, burning three. I don't normally get a three.
the least interesting hobby you could ever do.
I wish you'd have kept a diary of this, because this has been fascinating.
Now and again, someone will come in and go side on, right?
What's that mean?
And that means, like, there's someone sat there listening into this chat and going, this sounds interesting.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
And they want to join in, so they sort of go, side on, you go, side on, bring it in, right? And they go, all right.
How many candles are you burning?
Yeah.
What's your 20? That's it goes round again.
Yeah.
See you later. What's your 20? How many candles are you burning?
Oh.
And, I mean, it seems to me that what you should have done is made a note the first time so that when you then speak to them again, you don't need to ask them those questions. Can I just confirm that you're burning 15? It's that time again. Do the jingle.
Okay. I'm gonna do a really good one. Though.
Okay, good.
Okay. Oh, chimpanzee! That monkey news. Yeah. Fucking.
Right, you know it's nearly time for the Winter Olympics again.
Okay. Is it?
Okay.
They sort of come round every 4 years.
Is it this year? Is it?
Yeah. And the last one that happened
4 years ago. Yeah.
There was a bit of an incident.
Oh no.
Oh well, I'd know about this then because it'd be
big news because it's a well known
televised as well.
Yeah.
Do
you remember any winners that were monkeys? In any of the tournaments?
Of course not.
No.
So anyway,
it's not going to be that because it wouldn't be true.
No, yeah.
So anyway, one of the popular events, bobsleigh.
Okay, right.
It works.
Well, you need four men. Is it four men or five?
Four men.
So it's definitely four men that you need.
Four men.
Is it and two? And there's two team bobsleigh.
But
as well.
They're always men. Is that right, Rick?
Well, they have to be. Yeah.
Anyway,
humans.
Well, that's to be humans. Yeah, it's the Winter Olympics for.
Yeah, so just clarify, with the Winter Olympics, you can't have any animals taking part.
No, because they wouldn't be allowed, and two, there's no way they could disguise it, because not only would they see it straight away, right, but they have blood tests.
Right, okay.
Which would show up.
So they definitely know if it was
non-human. It's impossible, it would be literally impossible to have anything other than a human involved in a bobsleigh team.
Fine, okay, so carry on.
So anyway, this country, I don't want to name them, because they're trying to shake off this sort of, you know, this bad news.
Oh yeah, and you don't know.
And
it's not true.
Yeah.
So anyway, the country was doing really well in the qualifying stages.
Oh yeah.
But the problem was there was like two members
mm.
who were getting all like the press and stuff.
Oh right, yeah.
And one of them never got a look in. Right.
How tall was he?
Anyway, so this one member was getting fed up because the other two were getting all the press and what have you. So he said, "I'm not happy with this.
Yeah.
I'm jacking it in."
Ugh.
So they were like, "You're joking? We've qualified. We're getting into like the main." Race and everything.
Mm.
You can't leave us now. And he said, well, you could do it all on your own before. You know, the way you were acting and that, you didn't need me. So I'm going.
Mm.
So they were like, oh.
Well, they need to replace him because there's a certain amount of people needed.
So anyway, the clock's ticking. It's getting close to the big race and everything.
Of course it is, yeah.
They're like, what are we going to do here?
The substitute they took with them.
What are they going to
do? Have, yeah, they would take their substitute, so get
no,
him
they on. Didn't have any of them and that. It's, you know, a lot of injuries and stuff.
Or just get a mate to do it, just get a mate or a friend or the coach to do it, yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of responsibility on these people and, you know, you won't want to let your country down and that. And they're like, what are we going to do?
Get a waiter or anyone.
Anyway,
the
time comes for the race. Seems to be three people on it.
There appears to be three, okay, yeah.
They start off, they're whizzing around the track faster than normal. They're beating their old records.
Right, amazing.
Because the new fella they've got a little bit smaller.
Ah, right? Is he in the bobsleigh? Is he pushing?
He's in it.
Oh, right, okay. Right. He's wearing a uniform and a helmet though.
He's got a helmet on. He's got the kit on. Nobody knows who he is, but the country's loving it.
Of course
they're like, well, it looks like we're going to break all our records. You know, good. It's good that they found someone new.
Yeah.
Bet the other fella who left is sort of kicking himself, thinking, oh, I could have been part of this. Anyway.
This wasn't that bloke that had very short legs and long arms, was it?
Anyway, what happened is, they're whizzing round the track and what have you.
Faster than ever, yeah.
Faster than ever, and the press are like going, beating all records here. They started taking photographs. Lot of flashing. Lot of flashes from the cameras and stuff.
Right, of course.
Suddenly, the bobsleigh goes a bit sort of mental and whizzes off the track, right, into like all the tyres and stuff. That they have for protective.
Oh, they love tyres, don't they? Bobsleigh members. Some of them you can. Sometimes you can find them swinging in one, or maybe eating a banana.
Ambulance comes rushing over and stuff. The other two members are looking pretty nervous for some reason.
Oh, what are they doing?
They're saying, "Look, don't take the helmet off because you know you can do more damage to the neck."
Well, don't tell the paramedics how to do it.
They know their job. Yeah, they know their job. Yeah.
So they were like, just you know, and plus, you know, he came in at last minute to help us out. He doesn't want everyone to know who he is. He's not after the limelight.
Yeah.
Like some of the members we used to have. But he just was helping his country out.
Yeah.
Leave the helmet on. Anyway, they get him in the ambulance and stuff. The other two are looking a bit worried and what have you. They're gutted. They lost the race.
The little bloke, is the bloke not saying anything? Is he not?
He's in the ambulance now.
Is he not saying anything, though?
Anyway, word got out. Right, from one of the ambulance drivers a few weeks down the line, once all the dust had settled on the Olympics and stuff, and light news day and stuff.
Yeah.
It was reported that one of the ambulance drivers said that on that sort of dreadful night, when, you know, the country lost out on a medal in the bobsleigh, he sort of reported that there was a monkey in the back of the ambulance. People were like going, are you joking?
I don't remember this.
Well, this is it, you see, because they sort of swept it under the carpet a little bit.
Right.
They were like, this
bullshit.
Is crazy talk.
It's all
this.
Shit. It's
this
all
is
shit
crazy
again.
Talk.
Once talk. Absolute shit. Where did you get this from?
This is crazy talk, right?
It is crazy talk, and it's from the mouth of Carl Pilkington.
But the weird thing is that backed it up. Following week, there was a story of some people who visited the zoo saw a chimp in a neck brace. And that's this week's Monkey News.
Bollocks. Well, that's the end of another podcast. Thanks very much. From me, Ricky Gervais, with me, Stephen Merchant.
Goodbye.
And Carl Pilkington.
All right.
And thanks again to those guys at Positive Internet who host this podcast, the world's number one podcast. We'd also like to congratulate Steve Carell from the American Office, who won a Golden Globe.
Yes, congratulations, Steve, and obviously everyone involved with the American Office. And for our American listeners, if you haven't checked out the American Office on NBC, it's dynamite. It really is a cracking show. I don't know if you're a fan of the original, but if you are, or even if you're not, just watch it. It's great. It gets better and better week by week.
It's absolutely brilliant. That's NBC. I think that's Thursday nights, isn't it?
After My Name is Earl.
That's got to be the first time a Golden Globe has been won by two different people for the same character.
I think you're probably right, mate.
Cheers.
Hey, congratulations again for winning it all those years ago.
Two.
One, all right.
Two.
I don't need to mention
one,
both.
Two. Bye.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.